Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates any rapper screaming baby Jimmy C. With 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth, there's still not one that he won't see. Cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles, California on June 19th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I recorded a Doug Loves Movies in New York City at the Gramercy Theater with Jim Gaffigan, Rob Cantrell, Dave Juskow, and James Adomian. Available soon or now in the comedy album section. It's available now. I saw it today. Of iTunes for $2. Next Gramercy taping is on July 2nd. I also did two shows last weekend at Tommy T's in Pleasanton, California, and the recording I did of the Leonard Maltin game didn't come out so great, so let me just recap it for you guys. On Saturday, my opening act, Chris Tinkle, took on the an audience member named, what was his name? Oh, shit. I should have wrote that in there. Matt from Concord? Yeah, that's it. Matt from Concord, and he picked the category Ghost Protocol, which is movies where Elijah Wood dies, of course. And the movie we played was Ice Storm, and he got it in zero names. Yeah, and his name tag was a stuffed baby tiger, and we crushed its head under a Prius out in the parking lot after the show. The Prius he was driving. He's like, "Let's drive my Prius over it." And I was like, "Why?" And he goes, "'Cause that would be funny." And on Sunday, Ngaio Bilam was my support act, and he lost to Corey from Hercules. Hercules! There's no Doug Loves Movies taping here next Tuesday, but Monday, June 25th, I'll be doing a show over at Nerd Melt. $10, great guests. Now it's time for Not for Emetophobes. Prometheus has an extended puking scene very early on in the movie, so I recommend that emetophobes skip the first 15 minutes and then go ahead and skip the rest of it. This has been Not for Emetophobes. I'll be doing Doug Loves Movies taping at Hyenas in Dallas on Sunday, July 22nd at 7:30. And before that, I'm doing a stand-up show at 4:20 where an audience member can win a spot in that night's Doug Loves Movies. And the next night, we're going to do more stand-up in Fort Worth at Hyenas over there. Special guests. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie at the U.S. box office right now is Madagascar 3, Ghost Protocol. And the number two movie is Prometheus. As far as I know, there isn't any violent vomiting in Madagascar, so go see Madagascar 3, not Prometheus. This has been Watch This, Not That, Emetophobes edition, just for them. Episode 3 of, also not for Emetophobes, episode 3 of Dining with Doug and Karen is also available now in the comedy album section of iTunes for free. The guests on this episode are Mary Lynn Rice Cub and the Grilled Cheese Truck. Yeah. And also available sooner now, the Doug Benson, the TBI, Benson Interruption, number 16 with Chelsea Peretti, the Nerdist Boys, and more, also for $2 in the comedy album section of the aforementioned iTunes. One more thing before I bring our guests out. Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Past and future guest from Motion City Soundtrack drummer Tony Thaxton. Tony Thaxton, at Tony Thaxton, tweeted, Eddie Murphy books his travel on Norbits. This has been Tweet Relief. Tweets about Norbits. Norbit. All right, prize bag's got some cool stuff in it. It's got a book that one of the guests hastily bought on his way here. It's got a DVD that features one of the guests that's coming out here that many of you know who's going to be here because I leaked the information because this is such a milestone show. Also from Untitled Magazine, a copy of an autobiography about Bozo that is signed by Bozo. It says, just keep laughing on the inside. So I didn't know that was Bozo's slogan. Doug Digs It for this episode is a copy of the movie Snatch. I enjoy Snatch in all of its permutations, whether it's a vagina or a movie or a wrestling move. A CD by one of the gentlemen that's coming out here. Also, I'm running out of these, but I still have another copy of Go by Motion City Soundtrack. And hot off the presses, hasn't come out yet, Smug Life, double album, July 3rd. Look for it then, and look for it right here, right now on this stage. We did it. My friends, Jeff Garland, Pete Holmes, and TJ Miller.
The Holy Trinity. It's the true crucifixion of your leader.
Hey.
I'm going to stand the whole show. that's my thing now. Old dick on the table, Holmes.
There he goes. Starting
slap
it out.
Down. Slap it down. Slap it down. Oh, Denver, no. Yeah! Oh, no. You suck it. You suck it when I do it. Jeff, I'll get an impression of you by the end of the show.
You weren't acting like this backstage.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
What you're
he was saying
saving
to me, up. He was like, I'm going to be the alpha
you're
dog.
You're cool and you're a dick on stage.
You went from
that's
zero.
What I'm feeling. That's the vibe
you
I'm
went
feeling.
From zero to figuring it out in under 2 seconds.
All right. I'm just making sure because you were very nice back
well,
there.
Well, I'm a gentleman.
You've never met before.
I was wearing a jaunty cap.
You weren't wearing any cap.
Don't lie to the people. They can see
you
that I have jaunty.
Like
they
this
just
and
come out swinging.
Sweet.
Doug has already checked out. He's like, I'm done with it. Garland and Holmes are about to have a conversation for the next 20 minutes about the last 5 minutes.
Cloverfield!
You can't use that, Ace.
This will be the quietest
time.
I ever be at one of your shows.
That's my Tiny Tim crutch. But I throw it down and I dance.
I don't
in the
do this when I come on.
When
I come on your show, I don't do this. Okay, I don't
Jeff,
hijack
Jeff, listen
it.
To me. This
I
is a reflection
be,
of you.
I just happen
Jeff,
to be extremely
we are
vulnerable.
You. Reflection of you, Jeff.
We are you.
We are you.
We are you.
This is what you
not
are.
What
own it.
We don't
not
like being an ego,
own
Jeff. It's a curse.
They're
Jeff.
Far too energetic for me, and I may leave.
Don't you ever leave us.
We know that your car broke down. You can't leave.
Oh, I have an app called Uber, my friend. I can work over the fuck I want.
Somebody's
sponsored
by Uber.
That's the first time that
Uber.
App has ever
I'm
been used in an instant.
I wish I was sponsored by Uber wherever I went. They just took me for free. I'd say their name all the time.
That could happen.
But, oh, that's your
pretty,
CD?
That is. See, there's the boy you met backstage.
Impregnated with comedy.
Impregnated with wonder.
Oh, there's a picture on the back. All right.
You just spittled on it.
All right. I mean, this is a great book.
It's worth more now.
Is this your
book? TJ Miller's got a DVD.
I like that you said there's a picture on
the back. Extended and uncensored.
I like that that was your... You look at the back of a CD, he goes, oh, there's a photo on the back. Fancy. This is like
I didn't say that. And I didn't
this is
that
already
out.
Like a triple.
You were wearing a cap. I'm only going to deny.
You were wearing a jaunty cap.
I'm going to deny everything you guys say.
This is like a triple exposed photograph. It's all three are just happening the whole time.
Honestly,
you're like my fucking dad, like reading signs. He's like, they got 24-hour Waffle House over here, Peter. I guess they fried
immediately a Family Guy impression.
This is not what I do.
Just immediately.
I never do bits. I'm just funny. And I'm funny in the moment with what's going on stage.
Well, let's
These fucking guys have an on switch, and it just goes on. So, here. Why was Paul's TV bit not
you spit on
your
that
special?
One, too.
Why?
You're a very spitty talker. For working right. in the moment, you're not doing a lot with your spittle hitting everything you touch.
It is. I don't see any spit. That was the first funny thing you did.
We've been out for like 3 seconds.
You have the Garland seal of approval.
Feels much longer with
Go
you.
Go for it.
Feels much longer.
I'd love to be stuck in an elevator with you.
So what happened with Paul's TV?
It just never worked right. You know, it never totally clicked.
I totally get that.
Do you include it?
Why'd you include it if it never worked right?
Comedy Central made me, Jeff. I don't have your power.
I don't have Uber. You do not have Uber and you don't have my power. Drug mine.
You're just reading the track names?
No, the outtakes, the bonus features.
Oh, I see. There's more spit.
Yeah, the bonus features are just the things that didn't go well.
And then this will be...
Oh, that's not funny?
This is the pop-up
Why
Karma Sutra book, which I had nothing because my car broke down, so I went at the corner and I bought it. So
you brought the
Karma, pop-up Karma Sutra.
You just pulled the tab? If only it were that easy, right, fellas?
Was that funny, Jeff? Marshalling and judging my routine? Yeah.
By the way, that
Here
was
to give
funny.
Us green or
it
red
wasn't
lights.
That funny, but it was pretty funny because.
What is this? TBS? Pretty funny?
This is going to end in
eat
some.
Eat a dick! What is this?
This is going to end in some terrible
the reason
self-realization
I said pretty
for all of us.
I gave you a.
We're all going to die together here. At least
please. No. Finish ranking and critiquing.
No, I'm done.
Doug, how are you? Doug, how have you been? Doug, do you have your microphone? Doug just put his microphone away.
Have you guys been to the movies?
Silent killer.
I have. I've seen...
From the 3-point line.
I've seen 3 movies this past week.
All right, let's hear about all of them. Good luck to the other 2 players.
What are we playing?
Listen to Jeff for a while.
Prometheus, I saw last night.
Yeah.
Impossible to say without sounding like you have a lisp.
It was good.
Prometheus.
You really force it, don't you? You just don't.
You should have just given me a I was going to work in your spittle coming in and saying Prometheus.
The spittle thing's a dry run.
This is like this is like being the second tier rodeo clown, like next to Pete, and the bull is going to maul him and kill him. And I'm just like, I'll be over here, not die.
TJ?
It was just like
I
your part
you.
In Unstoppable.
TJ, all right. So Prometheus.
Okay, Prometheus was good, but it was
not very good.
Falls below expectations so far by just being okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I heard the monsters look like shrimp. Is that true or not?
They have a shrimpish quality.
One got a shrimpish quality.
A shrimpish quality.
What part? They all have tails.
No,
or they're delicious in cocktail
sauce. It's all shrimpy. I don't know.
Well, one guy said he couldn't eat shrimp for a couple weeks afterwards.
And that guy's an
which
idiot.
It hasn't even been out.
That
for
guy's
a couple
the dumbest
weeks.
Guy ever.
That was the guy. The
that man is my father, Jeff Garland. I'm talking about my dad.
Then your dad is the dumbest guy ever.
That is also true.
All right.
Do you think that there's any like people out in any red states that are already planning to try to forbid the invention of the abortion machine that the girl uses in that movie? Like
yeah,
we got to stop this thing from happening in the future.
But she had a deep belief in God. Go figure.
There are
that
people.
Character.
There are people in Red Lobster states trying to stop the movie from being made because it puts shrimp in a bad light.
He's the only comedian to stand up and sing for himself.
One to ten. How was my
Mike,
Red Lobster?
At least this market
five. Corner. Five. Five. I'll
You're not
you
impressing
over.
Me. If you were this way back, see, I know how TJ is.
Did you see Moonrise Kingdom?
Yes. That's
Jeffrey, what did you think of it? It fell apart at the end.
Not for me. I love it.
Jeff, how could you like the ending?
I love the whole thing.
That's bullshit.
Anyone else?
You know
like?
Who likes the ending?
Who?
The stupidest person on the face of the earth. You and my father.
We saw it together with a wrestler.
Right,
and then my sister's sister, I loved it.
Which is the
T and Tamara movie.
Yeah,
we are the champions, my friend.
Can I say
give
something?
Give me a six,
Jeff.
By the way, you did, if you hadn't done that backstage, I would have given you more credit.
You fucking son
best.
Of a bitch! Never give away our show business secrets.
Everything you've said out
ten.
This is too easy.
That was funny. Never give away our show biz secrets. I will never do that again. That's hysterical.
Pete's got two Garland stars. I call them Starlins. Jeff Garland gives out his comedy starlins whenever his pupils are good in class.
It was exhilarating to win you over. I'm not going to lie.
The ultimate, Pete, is a gold Jeff Starlin. You can get that by the end of the show. You graduate to being able to be a third lead on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, you graduate to be a third lead.
Don't TJ and Pete remind you of like the
retarded children?
No, I was gonna say the Sklar brothers, but in this case, one of them is ugly.
It's me.
Wait,
I push my face hard against a wall. I used to be Ryan
because they're so studly.
I'm just saying it was fun to let them figure out which one I meant.
Yeah, but also the people who don't know the Scar Brothers are going to think they're very handsome.
The Scar Brothers. I love them.
The Scar
Lion
Brothers
King.
Are...
Can I tell you something?
Scar Brothers.
The Scar Brothers
He's
were...
thinking about standing up.
No,
and
in the Lion King, they were great. That was also funny.
Thank you very much,
I'm
going
to do this to you all.
There's another one of you in my head. I want you to know that going pretty good. Decent.
The Scar Brothers are a terribly deformed duo. They were in a terrible fire. They used to be famous jugglers. Don't joke about them.
You can tell them apart by where their scars
no,
are.
No, I think the Scar Brothers are very handsome.
All right, enough talk about movies. Let's get down to...
I talked about movies.
You did.
You brought, you were you brought a Sklar up a brother, bunch of which Sklar Brother would you want to be, Jeff?
Jism Sklar.
Whoa.
He's the third Sklar Brother. He
Jism Sklar.
Who had 16 minutes Sklar. In the Jism pool?
Did you guys? Did you
I swear to God,
jism you get jism into every show you come on.
If I could have set a jism pool up as they were waiting in line and just said, how long do you think till the jism comes out?
Jeff, why do you think jism is funnier than ejaculate?
Than ejaculate?
I think ejaculate is so much funnier than jism. No?
What's funny about it?
Look at that definitive.
No.
It's what's the opposite
Ejaculous
of a Jeff
Starlin. Ejaculate's got the K sound, but jism's much funnier.
That's another show business secret. You're not supposed to tell them.
But it's not our secret.
That's true.
If
they know that
one.
If it
was our secret, I would not tell it.
These are like magicians talking about where them doves be at.
Are they hip-hop magicians?
Yeah.
Yo, where them doves at, fool? I got no idea. My cage is straight up open. Them shits is flying around all over the house. Quick, get a large net like an old-timey dog catcher. I went for the last one, and I wish I hadn't.
I had something with hammer pants and multiple doves hidden, but I wanted to see where you were
going. Why didn't you go for it?
Here's a tip. You can hide mad doves in hammer pants.
That's why I didn't go for it.
Jeff, we're going to be testing our material and then saying we won't do it.
Did you have any hip-hop magician riffs?
She doesn't
did
need
I?
Two mics.
You both did my exact ones. I had the same shit. It's my opener now on my tour.
First of all, jism pool is not okay. Why are
Who
we
said the word pool?
Doug Benson.
It's a jizz pool.
Yeah, he jumps right into the deep end.
Oh, wait, Jeff, it becomes singular when it's a pool? It's a jizz pool? This is a very complicated ejaculate
lexicon.
Because
there are certain areas in the country where they have lots of jizz pools.
Hey, that's a show jizzness trick. Right. You can't.
Also, I like that the person that Jeff clearly likes the most is himself. Nobody? Fuck you guys. Would you come in here picking who you liked?
No.
We need to divide you. We're all here to entertain you.
I love you, TJ.
Thanks, that one person. Let's fuck out back. In a jism pool.
There he is. There's Jism Sklar.
Finally, somebody took mud wrestling up a notch.
To Jism Pool.
Brought to you by Uber.
I gotta tell you something, man. If by us mentioning it, they get excited, that's a good thing.
I mentioned Hulu on my podcast, got 3 months of Hulu.
Did you really?
That's true. So Uber.
Uber.
It's the best.
Just say Uber's
Uber,
fantastic.
Is it Uber only sedans? Is it taxis?
It's sedans. You know, no, you think you can get a taxi, but, wait. But why would you want to get into a taxi?
Jeff, is it affordable?
It's like a, because is it affordable?
Because we weren't a third lady on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No one at home can see this, but as Jeff is laughing, gold coins are falling out of his pocket. And he's holding a money bag with a dollar sign on the outside. He's like, ah! Is it affordable? What is that, Pete?
Pete, it's funny you asked. It's very affordable.
Is it and easy to use?
And easy to use.
Is it an app I have on my iPhone? But
you
what
can
if
get
I have
it on your iPhone? I have a Droid now. I just switched to Droid today. Droid today. I switched to the Motorola something or other. And let me tell you.
The Motorola something or other? Yeah. What model is that?
It's the one that you don't have to ever mention. It's a random phone that switches every day. It's the one of whatchamacallit.
Did I mention Hulu?
3 months of Hulu coming.
I got into Hulu, yeah. So I'm gonna get it.
Are you Hulu premium?
You have to be the host, right, to get it.
Are you Hulu premium? They'll give you the premies.
Did you
I don't think they want to call it that, though.
Is Hulu premium?
What great advertisement for these companies.
Hulu's very affordable.
Guys, I want to do
can
one.
Can I find
flashlight.
Them?
There is a Hulu app.
There is.
You can stream it.
All right.
You know my slogan for Fleshlight, right?
What is it?
No, but I want
fuck
to.
Fuck those things.
I thought it
just
was going to be.
Just got a case of free ones.
I thought it was going to be Fleshlight.
Do you think a guy gets three of them, pretends he's having a. Okay, so
can I say,
does anyone hunger for games?
Yeah! Hunger for games.
Just the audience. What do you got? You got something coming in on your phone, Jeff?
Oh, I'm downloading Uber for you.
Oh, that's my phone?
Yeah. You should turn Wi-Fi.
I need
off,
that. Man. I need
that's
my
searching.
Phone. Yeah,
okay,
we got a game
right,
to Uber's play. Good.
I thought it was Fleshlight.
Uber's
so
awesome.
It's come to
so
this.
So think about this. I'm in LA. I'm in LA. I got a flat tire. I called Uber.
If I really?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
And there it is. Install app. You got to put your own thing in.
I don't understand. Okay. They'll come to wherever you
cancel,
are.
Yes.
Cancel.
And it tells
fee,
you on there how far away they are and how
and
long it'll take.
And for a fee, Jeff Garland will come and install it on your phone.
Yes, for a fee.
That's true.
A special
what would that cost, Jeff?
$7. So wherever you are, if you search Google for Jeff Garland fee for Uber, it'll go to a website that'll bring me over.
$7.com?
In the Uber car.
You come in the car. Uber. Every third car has Jeff Garland in it. Every third car, it's all he does all day. You know, I'm a slow burn. At first, you're not sure what to do with me, but then you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know what to
no,
do
no,
with
no,
you.
No,
put
no,
it
no.
out.
You were just so quiet and humble back there, and then you just come out here, and you're just like, I'm
well, he was nervous,
on.
Jeff.
Well, I'm like,
you both are nervous.
We're both nervous. And I'm glad that you said that about me, Jeff.
Well, don't worry.
I think it's important that you told me how I felt.
Well, I know you're nervous.
Don't read ahead, Jeff. And also, I think it's fair to say, and I think the audience will agree with me, that the three are in a dead heat for tonight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys, you all have a chance to win this thing.
Let's do it.
And I'm not just talking about the Leonard Maltin game. I'm talking about the separate game that I'm keeping track of as we go.
Is that real?
Where, yeah.
God, Pete's so scared. Wait, is this happening? What is happening?
I don't.
Yeah! I knew it.
Are you excited about? Are you excited about winning most difficult guest?
Whoa.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Jeff won't believe
I'm
a word
totally
of it.
In the moment, man. I'm not Doug, turning the on
listen,
switch.
No, that's why I love
like
having you on. That's
Doug,
why I love having you
are
here.
Are you being sarcastic? Because I fucking won't come.
Listen, hey.
What the hell are you talking about?
Don't
you think I
want
to come to a free show? What the fuck are you blowing?
Wow. Oh, no. And this is the
I'm
beginning
a free
of that
show
self-realization.
Because we always
kill
me,
us all.
Man.
Because we always have
no dick, I'd leave. If I was a dick, I'd leave. Because I,
you're
no,
not a dick, so
no.
Stay.
Well, my last appearance, though.
No funny improv
my
fights.
One.
HBO isn't
who
here.
Who all you want? I'm out.
But you're going to win today.
Hold on a second. I'm rich.
Difficult.
I'm handsome. The world is my oyster. What the fuck am I doing here?
Why
am I not on my yacht? I got off my yacht to come here. What the fuck is going
on? Wait, I'll be Larry.
Why were you sleeping on your yacht in the middle of the
night? Be on your yacht. Hey, Uber, I need a free ride from my yacht.
I'll be Seinfeld. That's more Seinfeld.
He should be on his yacht. What's he doing here? Free show. He's got money. He's got looks. Oyster. He should be on a yacht. I don't know why we're all not applauding.
Even Jerry Seinfeld sometimes becomes a robot after applause. Jeff, if you don't get applause, ask for it. Show business 102.
102.
I skipped 101. Anyone can take 101. Your jugglers, your hobo magicians. Fuck that.
I took 101.
Is that
were
right?
You current, were you a hobo magician?
No, I was a hip-hop clown, Jeff. It's not funny.
No, I'm serious, Jeff. And I had a dove component for a while. But then I lost my doves, Jeff, and I also lost my identity. So you're going to walk out on the first time that I'm able to say this publicly? Well, go on, walk. But don't come back. Stay on your yacht. You missed out on this one, the USS Friendship.
Jesus.
He just got it.
I love the gold. I love the gold. But we have to be here for all the mining.
This is healing diseases that haven't yet formed in my body. Being this near to joy. You laugh like the cartoon shoe being dipped.
It's a Roger Rabbit reference for the win.
Did you get it a little later?
Yeah, I did.
What the fuck is Pete? Oh, yeah! Tip cartoon shoe, I'm in.
I felt so bad for that shoe. So to answer your question, yes, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Recent movies I've seen on Laserdisc in Jeff's basement of his yacht.
My yacht is a basement. It doesn't move. The basement's a... Never mind.
He caught games.
It's the water room.
Well, it can be if I flip the switch when I'm doing James Bond movies.
Do you
when
have
you do James
a yacht?
Movies?
Yeah, because then I...
Are you so rich that you're producing your own James Bond movies?
For my own enjoyment. I play Mr. Bond and the guy who calls him Mr. Bond.
Do you have a yacht?
No.
If you did, would it be called Crab Your Enthusiasm?
Really? 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 Hands overhead. Put your hands down.
I don't need
make sure that
you're in last place now. Because you're the first one to do what I asked you to do when I asked you to do it.
Grab your enthusiasm.
So put your hands down.
You know what? When I'm falling asleep tonight and everybody else is feeling good because they're joke marshals deciding what is and isn't funny, I'm going to be the one falling asleep with a sweet smile going, grab your enthusiasm. So fuck
us joke marshals might roll over and our star might spear our heart and we might die.
I'm rich. I'm handsome. The world is my oyster. I should be on the SS Crab Your Enthusiasm right now.
Pete.
Every time I redo it, it gets less
funny. Pete, you're a co-captain of this ship, and Jeff either needs to get on or we're leaving port.
I will hop on board the USS Friendship.
This is what I expected to happen. I knew you'd all gang up on me.
You're just such a pussy. These guys have an on switch like I've never seen before. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Well, you should check.
30 years
in mirror,
this past Thursday. At Second City, I celebrated my 30th anniversary being a comedian.
Is that true?
Totally true. Thank you. And I have improvised on the stage with Robin Williams, and I would put you into a category with him in terms of the on switch.
Oh, I wrote
You're
that.
Able to turn
we
on.
Save I wrote this, it. I wrote this entire
we
podcast.
Save it. Backstage, I was being quiet. You think Sting is jerking off before he has tantric for 15 hours? You save it up. Then you let the fields of gold out, baby. Yeah!
Into beautiful golden
that
pools.
Might, please
don't applaud. Woo. That might...
No,
that might help you to last longer if you jerk off before you're at tantric sex.
So I've been doing it 30 years. I'm very comfortable. I'm rarely nervous. And all I'm saying to you is I have never seen two fuckers able to just turn it on. Like, you literally walked out here and boom diggity, it was on.
And boom
I have
diggity.
To sort of I have to sort of groove into it, and you fuckers are like off to the races. Ooh, basically, if this is a horse race, ooh. I haven't even left the thing with the gates.
You're in the race.
It's like, where am I?
You're definitely in the race, Jeff.
What's that?
You're in the race. You're in the race for talking about this for as long as we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with movies. It's time to play a game. Yeah. Let's see the name tags. We got name tags in the audience.
Yes.
Everybody go and select who you would like to play for. Ed wrote his name on a manila folder. Leave your mic at the seat. You don't need to take it with you.
Please listen to my podcast.
Oh, no, here he goes. There's a point where I say, what would you like to plug?
Oh, I know.
Right now, you can pick a name tag.
I know what I can do.
Do what we're supposed to be doing right now.
It's empty.
What's empty?
Please, more off microphone activity. Just pick a name tag. Do you like Frasier? Where are you? What's he doing? TJ just left with somebody's sign. Was it money? Was this something? Oh, you just needed water?
Yeah.
No, okay.
We're talking so much.
All right.
It's all for all of you.
Let's go down the line.
What's happening?
Oh, my God. You guys got weird ones.
No, I got my favorite movie. Then my favorite movie of all time that you don't like.
I don't care for it much either. There will be blood.
It's only the best film there's ever been.
But I got this. Oh, I like that. This is Frasier.
Yeah, it's Brendan Frasier. Frasier.
Frasier.
And that's your last name. You've been on before, and I said it wrong before.
I don't know why it says that.
I said that wrong before.
I like her. She can't help but yell out, Frasier.
Oh,
it's actually Frasier.
Hey, really? Adam Carolla said that women
are
funny?
It's my first name, so I know. It's Frasier.
Yes, he did.
It's Frasier.
You know who else he thinks is
now funny? I know how Whoopi Goldberg feels.
That's what I heard. I don't know.
I'm just trying to throw the commercial over here.
What if it was for a different reason than that? What if you knew how Whoopi Goldberg felt just for some other reason?
Think about that, everybody. I don't need that.
Mr. Trevor, this was not last minute.
Hey, could you all describe your name tags at the same time? That's what I'm looking for
right now.
So,
Mr. Trevor,
it's not very good.
The bottom says this is not last minute, but it looks very last minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I say I'm an oil man, you will agree.
See, now Jeff gets a point because he didn't do what I asked him to do, and the other two did.
Don't be thick in front of me,
the most difficult guest.
Pete Holmes.
The most difficult guest.
Mine's a picture of Brendan Frasier saying Frasier on it.
But
with Adam Carolla as a shitwad on the back. Shithead. That's what it says on the back.
You're not supposed to spill the beans.
Well, now we can't have fun for the rest of the show.
I didn't know that was
everybody
part of the
at
game.
Home, just turn
well,
off
why don't
your
you
radio.
You fucking explain
podcasts?
Your games before I played them.
He didn't know that part of it. Every time he's on, he doesn't know about that part.
Jeff, well, you're a charlatan.
I have no idea. What is that part?
At the very end, if you lose,
give me the bloody life.
Frasier is going to get to name somebody that I will call a shithead, and to expedite matters, they ride it on the back.
Okay. But you'll do that.
What's that?
You'll say that.
My guy wrote Jenny McCarthy.
If you lose,
say
you
it now on its own.
My guy wrote Jenny McCarthy.
Really? Like that's a target?
I'm not doing mine. Mine'll be a surprise.
You're gonna lose.
Mine says Eli.
He picked that.
Did he really say that?
Get him liquored up and take him to the peach tree dance. I said, get them liquored up and take them to the peach tree. Oh, I'm gonna kill you. But first, a swim.
If I was listening, I'd be like, this podcast is my jam. Oh man!
Do you listen to your own podcast?
Pete is always watching himself.
Yes, you could do that. You could say that.
Do you listen to your own podcast?
No, I don't.
What's the name of the person you're playing for, TJ?
Mr. Trevor, which is a fake name for someone named Trevor, and he wrote this was last minute, and then in pencil he used marker on the front, and then in pencil he wrote shithead Jenny McCarthy. It's like, what could be worse? Then in the very corner, he's just made a charcoal drawing of what he thinks the concept of a podcast looks like. I mean, it's going further and further back in time in terms of what he's using to
write. He's taking the lead.
And it's becoming more and more apparent it was last minute.
But I don't want to win.
You don't know. Well, of course
not. I want to come in last place tonight.
Well, you're in a winner's
place. Well, here's the thing. Why am I being compared to the two of them?
Jeff, you came to
totally, No,
Jeff,
hold
you
on.
You came in here and judged Peter a little bit.
I did.
Just a teensy tiny. You looked down those very expensive
Excuse
glasses down your nose.
I think that you both are really funny. I've proved it by laughing. But that thing, but and I have. I have.
It has been decreed with Michael Fall.
I don't talk that way. But I will say, I've been on the show numerous times, and they're mighty annoying. I would not want to be on the show with them again. I'd like to watch a show with them.
Here's
funny.
The thing. People love it, though.
See, no, let them enjoy.
People write to me and say, you should have those guys on more because they...
No, hold on there. I think they're funny and great.
No, I'm talking about all of you now.
Oh, me too?
Jeff, everybody.
I'm saying that people write to me and say, you should try
to have
them.
Yeah, but now they're
going to
learn that they're not going to request me anymore with this
festival. Learn. You hear that, public? You'll learn to cross Garland. I'm helping. I want to hear you say it.
I can't get enough of that. I swear to God, I
can't. Don't have your dog flap your hands. Use your voice. Doctor says he needs plentiful fresh air. And goat's milk.
All right, go do your game shit.
See that? That's
Garland.
Earthquake oil.
Touchdown, girl.
All right, here we go.
This is fun, guys.
Here we go.
I like all religions.
You guys are neck and neck.
I'm not. So I'm in last place.
Hey, you guys,
place.
This is the fun. I want to say that. About. I think this is a lot of fun.
This is having a really good fun. Time. Yeah.
I think this is a lot of fun. Yeah. I really do. I'm really happy. This is a seminal moment in my career, Jeff Garland.
What's
I want
that?
You to know that.
What
this is? Moment. Being on this podcast with you and with Doug, and also Pete is here. Just kidding. Being on with the three of you is a seminal moment in my career. I just wanted to tell you that.
I promised a dying child I would not cut the game short on this episode.
Well, that kid's gonna die. Cause ain't no stopping this train. It's unstoppable, motherfucker.
Weren't you in? By the way, you were very good in that train movie.
Thank you so much. You know, I call it the train movie.
That's what I call because I can't remember the name.
Well, you don't know what your phone is.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I just got it today.
One hell of a goddamn you. Show.
These are really good references that apply to the conversation.
Okay, go ahead. Play your game.
I liked your film, Somebody You Choose With.
Did you have to add that? That didn't you? You were in a train film, and I was in a...
No, but I did. I liked that.
Oh, thank
say.
You. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm turning this train around to Positivity Town.
I'm going to get on the USS Friendship, which
that's
is docked in positivity.
We had to shed that. The cops found the
place. I just might give the prize tonight to whoever wins the most difficult contest.
I didn't even finish that.
All right, go ahead.
So
do
weird.
Your thing, man.
The cops traced our planes on the Friendship.
You're kidding, right?
We have to get rid of it.
You really think you're going to all sit there and let me do my thing?
Yes, go do it.
Okay, Jeff said to go do it, so I'm going to do it right now.
Let him do it.
You'll be my competitor.
No more.
We're pushing Doug.
That was the best moment. He was like, stop. Go on.
It was funny.
It was great.
But let him do his game thing.
Okay, do your game thing.
Let him do his game thing.
Flap your hands.
Like an uncle who could care less.
I am an uncle who could care less.
Okay.
But do your game thing. People, the dying kid. Come on.
One more?
I'm finished.
Okay, I'm finished. Go ahead. It's the last line of the movie.
When people said they thought Pete would win, I was skeptical. I really thought
well, he's
that he
really
would.
Going
I thought,
for it now.
I thought he'd do like backstage
well,
and wallflower it up a little
no,
bit.
No, Doug, he's really going for it now. Because now that he knows it's a competition, he's going to win. See, so by making
well,
it a competition.
I don't think he was doing all that.
By making
think,
a competition,
who did you, think
you,
was going to
you
win?
Drew this out of him, Doug.
Me, right?
Doug,
I
you created
so.
This.
I would have thought you thought.
You created all of this.
I didn't create it as much as I have allowed it to continue to happen.
That's true.
I think you're a good host. You know why?
Because
you don't get in the way. Really? No, most hosts get in the way. It's
thanks
about
for coming
them.
By, Backhandy.
This is going to be good. This one's
I got out of the
candy.
For the first like 7 minutes I got completely out of the way. I didn't even need to be here.
Backhand.
They should book the three of you on Conan and he and Andy can go on a trip.
Oh, dragging Andy into this.
Get Pardo in there too, that'd be fun. That's what we'll do next time. We'll get Pardo as the fourth.
If you have Pardo as the fourth, that's a big bowl of dear God.
Yeah. That's gonna
I'd
be
say
great.
Replace me with Pardo. That's my
a big
no, I'm not gonna replace
God,
you,
please.
Jeff.
Boom.
But I'm not
what
coming
boom?
Again.
This is a championship
so
for the ages.
Me.
That's
I'm
true.
Not, I'm the done. Three Listen, of you, I'm done with this shit.
Have you seen Rocket Wages yet?
Have I seen Rocket Wages yet? Is yet being the key word there?
Jeff?
Have I ever seen the Rocket
Wages? Those other three things.
Yeah, but those aren't Rock of fucking Ages.
Jeff, like, watch I liked your any, step.
Can I tell you something?
Jeff?
I was a young man.
Jeff!
Tabitha?
I am in.
Tabitha?
That's me.
Tabitha?
It's me, Tabitha, the pissed off guest.
Is your gay character, or is it you just actually sounding
that's
gay?
That's just how I sound in real life. Yeah. Right. He was in Rock of Ages.
No, Rock of Ages, the shittiest music of all time.
Well, wait, I just told you.
Did you just hear what he just said?
Why do I want to, by the way, why do you want to see a movie, see Tom Cruise sing shitty music? Where's the logic there? Oh, and it's failing at the box office. Shocker.
But Jeff, he was very serious about it.
That's like, what
that's
I heard.
The first mistake.
I
it's a fucking comedy.
I know.
Why are you so serious about it? Oh, I watched a lot of tapes. What? Go on, pretend to be a rocker, you stupid.
Jeff. Jeff.
I take Tom Cruise if you're listening. I'm sorry. I was taking out my frustration with the panel.
TJ Miller, can I tell you something?
I'm taking in the ship.
I need to tell you something.
It's time for you to get off, Jeff.
Okay.
After what you said about Rock of Ages, you're going to have to divorce.
You only knew.
There's room on the Crab Your Enthusiasm.
Play your game. Play your
iceberg
game.
Iceberg lettuce.
There's got to be a Titanic salad. We start with iceberg lettuce and cover it with dead
people. All right,
people.
Seriously, I'm hungry.
Too soon?
No. I'm not fucking around. They're joking. I'm fucking hungry, and I want to leave. So you got to play this game to end this podcast. No, I didn't eat any dinner. I was stuck up on, you know... Tire fuck up mountain, and I didn't get to eat. So let's just move it along. Come on,
it is beautiful up there. Have you seen the view? Have you been up to the lookout?
I have diabetes, and my blood sugar's going down, and I stopped becoming funny, and I beat the shit out of other comedians.
Is that true? Doug's the same way.
Why? Yeah, Doug's the same way.
You looked at me when you said that.
But I meant TJ.
You're first. Okay.
Go ahead. No, come on. Go with your game.
What's your Twitter handle?
Jism.
No, it isn't.
My Twitter thing is what at Jay Garland. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, write to him, not
if,
me.
If you're a Tiger fan, write to me.
Pete Holmes is at Pete
One
Holmes
person.
With a Z.
Yeah.
He's right. I'm Pete Holmes with a Z. Is the show over?
No. I just wanted to get Jeff's Twitter handle in so that because I didn't want the complaints coming to me.
Well, I thought we were plugging Twitter.
By the way, here's what's beautiful about it. I don't even read the fuckers anymore.
Someone, he doesn't read them, so don't do it then.
Send all you want. I don't give a shit.
Go ahead, send them. And reply. No reply.
When did I do a show where I was teamed up with Seinfeld?
I'm on the show, you know.
A few episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, but other than that.
What's that? Oh.
You were both on Curb?
Yeah, he was on Curb, yeah.
So there you go.
Doesn't remember. Didn't you get to be a voice in the B-movie?
No, I did the tape, I swear to God. Because I always joke, like I go...
All right, we're out of time. I'd like to thank my guests. I do want to hear that story, though. That was funny.
No, I used to always joke when I was at some weird location that it was a table read for the Poseidon Adventure happened there, so you know, amazing. Wherever I'm at. Anyhow, I'll just say, everybody, you know what they did?
A table read for the Poseidon Adventure. People sitting at a table like this going, we got to go to the hole! We'll be saved in the hole! Look out for that tree!
The rest of the poor guys.
Whoever was playing Shelley Winter's part just makes swimming sounds.
A loud crash as water rushes in.
Now you're going to edit this down. Play the game.
I'm not kidding around. We're out of time.
No, okay, good. I'll see you later.
I just have to designate a winner.
No, Jeff, don't leave.
Jeffrey, don't leave.
Firmly established, I'm hungry.
Yeah. Jeff, let's play a game.
I don't see. I'm not being paid. What the fuck am I here for?
Quickest game. For the love of friendship, Jeff, sit down.
For the love of the USS friendship.
That's right. Hey, it's just like Rock of Ages.
Do it for Fraser.
But a good time.
Can
I tell you something? If that was the moniker of Rock of Ages, I'd go see it.
That is the moniker.
Is it really?
Of Rock
it says
Ages.
It ain't nothing but a good time.
Yes. Yeah.
Now I'm going.
Yeah.
Because you know why?
We want to shake.
It ain't nothing
talk.
But a good time.
You can hear me.
And you know what? I am going to see it, and I'm going to enjoy it no matter what, especially Tom Cruise's performance. I've decided that ahead of time. I'm committed to enjoying it. What's the game?
It's who can enjoy Rock of Ages the most.
Do we come back and report to you, or do we pretend like we've seen it?
Oh, I would love to put this off to another time.
If I was coming back, that would be fabulous.
You're
so
not
beautiful.
Coming back, though.
What's the,
I'm not.
The game that you're talking
but
about?
Did you win before, Fraser? We ran out of time, and I gave you the prizes.
Yeah. She's really cute. Give her a thing. No, let her get all the prizes.
You pick somebody that's already won all the prizes.
To get all the prizes.
Why don't we play
a
quick game?
I don't give a shit. I like her.
If Brendan Fraser...
I'm talking about
I want Fraser.
There's no way I'm going to teach you guys a game in 1 minute.
You can do it. Let's all agree to be quiet.
First person...
Let's agree to be quiet. 1, 2, 3.
First person to name a musical.
Cats. Rock of Ages.
Pete is our winner.
No, come on. No, I said Rock of Ages. I was just talking about Rock of Ages.
Ratings!
That's better than right.
That's been made into a movie. That's been made into a movie. You're out.
No.
Wait a second. That's not been a movie.
Cats?
That's what I was joking
Doug
around
loves
with.
Movies, not Doug Loves Plays.
This is my business partner, Mr. Mustard.
But I wasn't clear. I said musical.
I'd be a guest on Doug Loves Plays. I want to be on an
Doug Loves Theater.
Talking about Barefoot on Broadway.
That was a movie, though.
Yeah.
It's also, so.
But I just think it'll be really fun when people go to load this episode. It'll say Jeff Garland, TJ Miller, and Pete Holmes. That's the order I think of you in. And
there you go.
And then
I drink your milkshake. Drink it up!
I'm glad you saved that one for so long.
Yeah,
that was the one everyone's tired of.
If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw that reaches all the way over, I drink your milkshake!
First off,
speak it up!
Speaking of
spittle.
Yeah, sorry.
What's that up, was spittle? A huge one. No, yeah, but how have I never met you before?
I don't know. We're friendships and we run in the similar circles.
Yeah, you're really funny.
I was just in Chicago with you and we thanks.
Doug, I tried to make
it. You gotta do my podcast. You guys want Jeff Garland to make it weird? That would be great, right? Being your fans, they're
who is this?
Fans.
Who's Pete playing for? Here you go. You win.
I only picked pop posters.
Congratulations.
Wait, wasn't that girl on the back?
The cats was in the middle.
And she had a tampon on there and somebody? It said period piece, but Pete was too busy.
Somebody else, all right.
Yeah, she had her own bib. I just...
Oh, no! What's happening? I should have just had Sam run in here and run you guys through a game. I should have made you do that.
I was worried that Garland wasn't going to show up again. And so whenever you book him,
it was
meet nearby.
It was traffic. Yeah. It was traffic. But thanks, Sam. Jeff, you're free to go. Thank you so much. Jeff Garland, everybody. Jeff Garland!
Bye, buddy.
It's going to be the most suspense-free conclusion. Thanks to you guys revealing the names.
Thank you for having
us. But let's hear it for TJ Miller and Pete Holmes. I think of them in that order.
TJ Miller.
But she has a
listen
shit
to
hat.
Cashing In with TJ Miller on the Nerdist Network. If you want to.
But
if you
she
don't
doesn't
like
get
it,
one. She
then
won.
Don't listen to it. You're wasting your time.
I'm explaining to Pete who won. This is crazy.
Yeah, but these were ruined. She said the guy at the Grove that didn't pick up his dog shit is a shithead. And I think that's great because you and I have that story about seeing a dog.
Is this really happening?
Doug, quickly. Doug, listen to me.
Shit.
Doug, was this what you believed it would be?
You,
Doug, when you pictured today, how close was it to what you thought it would be like?
I knew this would happen.
You saw it all. You're
clear. Yeah. I thought I could get through the whole thing without speaking at all, but about 7 minutes into it, Jeff finally had to make me speak just to get you guys to stop.
I understand.
Yeah.
I feel like friendships.
But it was an interesting. Yeah.
We're all standing.
He loves you guys. He loves you guys.
Because we're his mirror.
It was such a bizarre.
He's in the car right now going, why did I say I had a flat? That was such a stupid excuse.
Like a badminton game of weird. It was weird. It was a weird experience.
Well, I was excited
for being a part of it.
I was excited briefly because we were going to end practically right on time, and that would be so funny to see your names on the listing, and then exactly 45 minutes. Because we always go a little over, but you know, when you guys are on, we go a lot over usually.
Right.
Like we are right now.
Yeah.
And that would have been really cute. Maybe we'll just put that on there anyway.
It's impossible. Yeah, do it anyway.
I'll just put 38 minutes on there. And
can you do that?
30 minutes in, people are going to be freaking out. Like, really?
What's going to happen?
Are they really going to...
Can you do a
almost
Jeff Garland
over?
Impersonation, Pete?
I'm not coming back. I'm not going to come back. I'm rich. I'm fuck you.
I can't do it. Apparently,
yeah,
I can't
come
do
on.
It.
I'm not
it
coming back.
Yeah,
try.
That was
I
like
I tried. This girl started heckling me in the middle of it.
Damn,
I just found out. So you told that this was the most frustrating guest show ever.
Most difficult.
Most difficult guests.
Yeah.
That's bullshit that I'm not here. The people who listen to this show fucking hate me. That's bullshit. Sure.
Oh, really?
They tweet me all the time. They're like, you are like cancer to TJ Holmes' plague.
I didn't understand that last part at all.
Yeah, I don't know why you had to do that.
Any of the last
people who write that stuff on Twitter, they don't make sense. They don't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But seriously, Sam, have you ever been on the show and we did not complete a single game? Didn't even start a game? These guys are more difficult. Get the fuck out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Levine, Pete Holmes, and Doug Benson.
Wait, do I have any plugs?
Yeah, don't
we get to do plugs? Oh, I just added, you've been doing them through the whole show. I heard you slipping them in.
I did not.
Do them as the guy from There Will Be Blood, after I say mine. Waiting Room Lounge, Omaha, Nebraska, Thursday, August something.
When's this come out?
Friday.
Guys, I'll be in Denver. That's true.
Yeah, Denver.
And you made a weird podcast.
I'm recording my CD for Comedy Central, the mashup audio files, in San Francisco at the end of June. So everybody in San Francisco is
what
San
Francisco.
It's at the Punchline, y'all.
Yay!
Get with it.
Punchline.
So come and visit
punchlinecomedy.com.
Thank you, Doug.
Denver, right?
Thanks to Pete and TJ and the.
You did it in the wrong order. Thanks for having me.
I changed. That's how quickly I change on you guys.
I can't do Jeff Garland.
I won't be able to sleep at all tonight, but that's because of the meth.
He got really mad. He got really mad, like, I don't act like these guys.
I can do it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I just picture Larry David chasing him with a huge feather.
The best.
There's the laugh to end the show. Yeah, Denver!
As always... As always, Adam Carolla. He's a shithead. And Jenny McCarthy is a shithead.